Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in at 12:30. We're going to talk with State Senator Bramnick, who's a powerhouse in the Republican Party running for governor, who's calling for limited time, all drone traffic over New Jersey to be shut down. We have Congressman Chris Smith we're trying to speak with, who is a Republican, conservative, pro-life, but not wild-eyed. He's saying, why can't we shoot one of them down? Exactly. And then see who's doing this. And you have these people in Jersey, these representatives at a meeting. And Phil Murphy, who knows what's going on, allegedly, is a no-show. This is one of the worst examples. I don't care if it's the U.S. military practicing something. You don't. How many times have we been through this before when they've done stuff like this? If that's the case, you don't practice it in this manner. You just don't. Look at what you're causing here. Apparently, the best guess is coming off the Atlantic Ocean. Now, Jeff Van Drew will be here at 2:30 today. Just saw him on Fox again talking about this, and it's starting to piece out. There's all kinds of theories about what this could be. Could it be the U.S. military? Okay, well, then this should not go on. It should stop. We ought to get to the bottom of it. If it's a Chinese, or it's believed to be, they ought to be shot down. If it's a prank, they ought to be shot down. I don't think people just want answers. I think they want action on this. That's where we are. Is that too rash? So we'll talk about it as we go through the afternoon. But again, if this were the Trump administration, I think we'd be getting more answers. Spreading now to the Philly suburbs, where the least reports, the Inquirer has that today. And again, this is troubling. People don't want to hear, well, you don't deserve to know this, or, well, no one's fired on you yet, or it's not aliens or anything else. This has been quite a while at some level, at least a week at a high level of kind of spreading out with this stuff. And I did read in a couple of places a guesstimate, well, they're trying to do something to pick up cell phones, apparently. Now, that's right. We've already been through this before, and I am adamant. These stinking red light cameras, wanting to put them all up and down on Broad Street. What we need is people that are driving without insurance, driving wildly, suspended license, and all the rest of it. Stop them. Let the rest of us alone. We've been through this with cameras all over the... Wow, you don't have anything to worry about. No, there's a mania. We don't want a society where we're under camera, we're under observation all the time. That's not the point. The problem we have with criminals is we're not enforcing the law. We have too many progressive DAs. We see the semblance of something bad. We don't do anything about it. Then they do the worst, like this maniac who allegedly shot the U.S. healthcare guy.
I'll play devil's advocate, though, here.
Yes, go ahead.
We often say, though, like when we talk about these dirt bikes, ATVs, why the heck don't the police just get a drone in the sky and follow them to their location and, you know, follow these ATVs, dirt bikes to source and seize them, you know? And this would be that type of drone, I would assume, that they'd be following them with.
Because they already know. I mean, what the hell are they doing, Dan, would be my response. A, I don't buy into, they can't stop them. If I'm the police chief and they come roaring through town 300 or 400, it's not just about arresting them. It's about sending a message to them, not on our watch. We're going to stop you right here. Whatever we have to do, you're going down. You're going to be off that bike. Dan, if they don't know where they mass and how this works, they shouldn't be cops. They really should.
But I mean, we've heard often that they'll try to, you know, set chase on car, and then these bikes will go through alleys, or they'll use ramps to jump into backyards to escape.
Well, you get some of them, and I throw the book at them. You have to have a judge dedicated to. They have, most of them have violated all kinds of laws up and down. They're on probation, whatever. Take them right out of there, back to jail. They have helicopters. The police already have helicopters. The helicopter can keep them within sight. So I think the drones are...
I mean, I think the argument against the helicopter would be, I don't know for sure, but what's the cost benefit of, you know, unmanned drone versus full-on staffed helicopter?
The bottom line, though, is these are the people breaking the law, and there is direct act. In other words, I'm saying that if you have to prove to me you've taken all these direct actions and that's not enough, then you get a waiver. It has to be very limited to do this. This is an excuse to make it expansive. We're just going to rely on drones. Then what are you going to do? And the problem comes back to Krasner again. You have to arrest them. Then you have to have a DA that's going to sentence them. So you can get all the drones you want if you don't take them off the street.
Me and Maisie sat and just theorized for like 20 minutes.
Right.
Another good one she came up with, Dom, is, you know, we talk about this deportation policy. Mm-hmm. Is this potentially help for the Trump administration and the deportation policy to track down illegal immigrants?
Well, Biden wouldn't be doing that. He wouldn't be allowing it. And we're not there yet with Trump, so I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, and in Jersey of all places.
So if we put everything, push it aside, Dom Giordano's best guess, do you want to make any pontification or no?
I think it is somehow another military-related wackos who are training in areas and say that's where we have to train.
You don't think it's a adversarial government?
No, I don't think it's the Chinese. If it were the Chinese this time, and they have any sense of that, which they would, and they haven't shot it down, then we're talking impeachment again. We really are.
I think it's the Chinese, 100% is where I'm at.
Okay, well, they're willing to go to that level. They would have knowledge ability that it's a foreign government. And if they are not willing to go
after you look at the technology that's involved here. I don't think Russia can do it. You know, I don't think Iran, North Korea's not doing something like this. It seems if we're talking technology, China would be the ones capable of something like this. And I just wonder if the strategy is, look, we're going to overload them, get all the kind of scanning we can get, find out their critical infrastructure, and they're not going to know how the hell to respond. They're going to spend 3-4 weeks covering it up. You know, we're going to get all the intel we need. And by the time they figure out what they're going to do about this, we've already done the work we need to do and we're out of here.
I would think that'd be more apparent. I think you would see some Republicans speaking out and saying, this is the Chinese. That's the sense they have of it. Well, the first thing to do is, rather than invite them, okay, the people that are involved, FBI, who all the agencies involved, they have to be dragged into Congress. Phil Murphy, the same. We have to get to a point where you're not going to send them a letter and maybe a week later they're going to do something. You have to order them. And the way to do that is, like this Bramick guy, you have to say, this is such a matter, extraordinary timeliness is needed. Bring them in. They won't come in. Then you send people to get them. All right. It's too much foot dragging here. You may be right. Maybe the Chinese in the end, which is the worst of all. All right. So we have that going on. We'll talk with Van Drew and we'll talk with the state senator Bramnick. Caitlin Clark in the news. Now, Time magazine names her the athlete of the year. I didn't go through every athletic performance and all the rest of it, but I think you could make an argument on an impact basis of Caitlin Clark taking something that only really aficionados of basketball
like Luke and I, I'm not sure about Henry, WNBA that we watch because it's still basketball, even though it's inferior by a lot. And we've defended Caitlin Clark. The reason why there's such a degree around her of bringing people to this sport, it's not just her race. It's the fact that how she plays. When you're shooting a ball from the logo, the way she passes, and the acclaim she had carrying over from college, and then there were several other players, you're going to see the league get juiced by this. Here's the thing, though. Caitlin Clark, then, and this is just, you have sound of it. Thank you. We'll get to that. We have a video of it. You can see this at youtube.com/1210WPHT. Like and subscribe. We'll play that in a minute. I'll just give you what she said, though. That's the key thing here. And this is a very buttoned up, sad practice. Caitlin Clark's quote in Time is, "I want to say I've earned every single thing." Now, that means when you put a but there, she's not saying she earned every single thing. She wants to say that, is the way I read this, but that's not fully true. I want to say I've earned every single thing, but as a white person, there's privilege. Here we go again. Now, I don't see Caitlin Clark as someone who is agenda-driven per se. But you know what? Shut up already. Really, I just said Megyn Kelly's right. Shut the hell up. This is just ridiculous. So all this defense of her, all this ways that we looked at it, Caitlin Clark now has to go into this rope-a-dope to say, I want to say it's about me. Now, how in the world are we ever going to judge how much race is part of anything? That's true. We don't have any race Geiger counter. But on the basis of what we've said when this started, is there are, and smart basketball people have said what I've said, there are certain distinguishable things that Caitlin Clark has done versus some of the women that are complaining about her, that they're very good in the women's game, but there's nothing there that's transcends what we've seen. I'd have to think of who in the NBA came in and you went, wow, this is different. Steph Curry. The length that he shoots and his shooting ability. It's a length, too, that is just, you can't believe somebody's doing that. And effectively shooting the ball in a natural motion, not kind of like really having to do something unnatural to shoot from 35 feet. Yeah, I was going to say, when Wilt came into the league, they made 29 rule changes within a year. You know, different thing, but that's transcending what the current game was. And you're right, Steph Curry transcends it. It's noticeable. It's not like anybody else shooting the ball. Probably ever that I can think of. And that was one thing. Then she passes the ball really well on top of it. And there's excitement toward the league, but that's not good enough. And then she buys into this. And I read it. I first read it. I thought she meant, I want to say I've earned every single thing. But as a white person, there's privilege. I thought she was saying she earned everything, but still as a white person, there's. Now I'm reading it. I want to say that, but as a white person, there's privilege. When are we going to get past this? That's the beef here. When are we going to get past the idea of saying that no matter what, that's what it comes down to? You know, there are other ways of talking about this. There are other ways, hopefully the way that I said it. You know, are some people looking at her? She's a great white hope. Okay, there are some. But are there people that sincerely love basketball looking at this? And again, these women in this league, which is kept, it's like a welfare state by the NBA. It gives them $15 million or more a year. Now they have something to be proud of. The whole league, other players too, are being recognized that are black, that are rookies, and some of the all-time stars. And the league's on fire. Some games are selling out. Again, How in the world? Now, do I think Caitlin Clark believes this? Yeah, I don't think she's just making it up. But it's a very press release-driven type of statement, I think. In addition, that's what she may believe. Or maybe she doesn't want to go through anymore of people attacking her. And they did attack her in the W. Some of those fouls were ridiculous.
Yeah, that's where I'd be leaning more towards.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, she wins another award. She's like, all right, this is a bit of overkill. Let me, you know, try and give it back to the people here. And she's just trying to curry some good favors so she doesn't get clocked next summer.
Well, you know what? But what she's doing is she's giving in to this notion that I can't abide by. So she wants to protect herself. Knock yourself out, honey. But going down this path, this type of thing, if it doesn't stop, meaning then essentially that all white people have that edge no matter what. That's exactly what we're hearing here. So I get it. She wants to play ball here because of what happened here. This is not the way to do it. She could be gracious, thank everybody, name some of the players who are great players, say how the league's come along. That would be great. That's fine. That's being generous. All right, phone lines. You can get in on that. Side question today. I didn't even know what these were yesterday until Henry kind of said to me, well, they're kind of like SpaghettiOs, right?
Yeah.
It's National Noodle Rings Day.
Correct.
Which is a weird day. So we're looking for this. I guess this came off Chef Boyardee. We are looking for a food or a place that might be associated with food.
I'll take a person too.
Yeah. Okay. Person too.
Song.
That,
movie.
Yeah. All right. That you think is not as bad as people say. So I stuck with the original thing, and I have Olive Garden, of course, and Brussels sprouts. I could go for a Brussels sprout lunch there.
Oh, they're so over. Maisie makes these Brussels sprouts with balsamic on them and bacon, and it makes her house smell for days. And I try to convince her not to do it, and she does it behind my back. It's become like the only thing that we gripe over are these dang Brussels sprouts. Why do you bring this to the...
You roast them a little bit and put a little seasoning there.
Yeah.
They're delectable.
No.
Yeah, they're not.
They stink.
Now,
they do stink. They are
Well,
good.
There is a stink part, yeah. But broccoli, I get, you know, not exactly. It's okay. But the Brussels sprout row, if you're listening, I make a bunch tonight. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to take a food off the board. I'm going to go with the traditional Pennsylvania Dutch food of scrapple.
Oh, God.
People hate scrapple. I love it. That's my favorite breakfast food in the whole wide world. And people always ask, you know, how could you eat that? Do you even know what's in it? No, I don't. And frankly, I don't care. It tastes great. Do you know what's where they cut bacon from? Where is the pork roll coming from on the pig? Can you answer me those questions? No? All right, then don't rip on scrapple. It's
delicious. But you think scrapple in this area? See, I think it's overrated.
Oh, really?
Not underrated.
Oh, I feel like every time I bring up scrapple, everyone's like, ew, gross, disgusting.
Well, you're among connoisseurs because the average person, oh, the scrapple in this area. Okay. I'm the enemy of scrapple. That's why I said that.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, exactly. Jane, what's yours?
Well, behind us, you hear one of them. That's Maisie's, one of her favorite artists. How about Taylor Swift? Gets a lot of hate, but she's quite a good songwriter, I got to say. And her music isn't, it's not like turn-off material. You know, you hear it on the radio, you instantly turn it off, for me at least. But also throw out the Fox Body Ford Mustang. Gets a lot of hate. Remember in 1979, Mustang switched from a very sporty look to more of like a hatchback almost kind of look? And it got trashed. It went for like 13, 14 years. There were some kind of cult followers. But now, Dom, it's back in style, that style. And Hyundai's even working on a car that almost looks similar to a Fox Body Mustang. And I think it gets a lot of hate that it doesn't deserve, that being the third generation of the Ford Mustang.
Wow, this is very specific today. All right, you got to get in on this. And Dan, we have a winner. We'll announce this next. Who won the Caller of the Year match 2 yesterday? And who's up now that you'll be able to vote on? We have all the, these have been slaughters, these first two matches. Sometimes in the early rounds, I was hoping a close upset or something close. But the chalk has won easily here. We'll see when we get into the higher rounds.
Today we got a really tough matchup, and I saved this one for last season. I think this is probably the most contentious first-round matchup that we're going to have.
Exactly. All right, we'll get those coming to you next, and the phone lines are 855-839-1210. Why won't Phil Murphy, Mr. Lip Balm, why won't he meet with the representatives in New Jersey and tell them what he knows about these drones? 855, he said, we don't have any answers. It's frustrating. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. I just saw Jeff Van Drew on Fox. He's here at 2:30 today. Somehow or another, he says, now, is it technology this easy that Iran could be involved in this? I mean, we think China, they have the capability, but Iran does? If they are, okay, first of all, we take out the drones, we learn what we can, and then we take action against Iran. All right, and that's what the Trump administration would do. We're not near that day yet, but that'd be one of the first acts if it is Iran. Could Iran really have that capability? But this is what is unacceptable to the American people. A guy like Murphy, the Biden administration, some of the military involved in this, this is not beyond the capability of knowing who this is, of shooting down some of these drones, if we need to have more knowledge of where this is coming from. They just don't want to talk about this for whatever reason. And again, if it is Chinese, there got to be people taken out that were in the chain of this. They cannot protect us if they can't deal with this in a transparent manner. I mean, it's a pretty simple thing that we're seeing here. So we have Senator Bramnick coming on. He's a candidate for governor on the Republican side at 12:30. He's calling to stop all drone flights over Jersey. And it, again, we're going to see more of this stuff with Walmart and everybody else in the world delivering cockamamie by drones now. And I don't know, you know, I'm not a fan of more regulation. But every time this holiday season, I see an Amazon truck refusing to pull into a parking spot because they're under orders. You don't pull into parking. You just block the street for the rest of the world. You've seen it. I've seen it. I would just say massive ticketing. This stuff has to stop. And with the drones.
So infuriating.
Oh, it is. And, you know, we're always here in Philadelphia. I shovel out my spot. But man, somebody's going to shoot somebody if I say that's my spot. But we don't hear the same police department talking about Amazon. Hey, Philadelphia police department, suburban police departments, ticket them. There are parking spaces. They're not going to park in them. Now, I don't know if that's in writing that you could trace it back to them. I think the public would be on board and say, good job. Good job that you got something done here. Who are they? But I'm talking about the use of drones to be delivering stuff. Come on. Is that apparent? We have to get our toothbrushes by drone. So we're entering an era. Some of this will be an annoyance, AI, drones. Some of it is potentially a major thing. Could you shoot it down? No, you can't. I have a story from Florida where a guy got tired of this Walmart drone that I guess was off course and just going around his house, and he shot it. And they sent him to jail for a while, at least overnight. Fined him $10,000. You can't shoot down a Walmart drone. So, but Phil Murphy in Jersey, once again, you know, where's some more of the media on this pressing them that he should meet with these senators and representatives and tell them what he knows and what's going on? Doesn't want to do that. Is a no-show. Right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Very well.
I was set off. I called real early on because I want to differentiate myself or not argue on one thing.
Yes.
I'm with you on almost all surveillance, but I live in Newtown. My daughter lives in Bryn Mawr. We have two ways to get there, I-95 or Route 1. I-95 for us to get there or to the airport is like taking your life in your hands every single time because of the way people drive. However, in the last 5 years with all the cameras on the boulevard, which we had, I think, out of the top 10 intersections in the country, at one point we had three of the top 10 worst intersections and they were all on the boulevard. The cameras are doing exactly what they were designed to do. People actually drive civil. And that's in Philly. It's unbelievable.
Well, I differ with you because, you know, I avoid that area because it's a Bermuda Triangle to me, Gary. And we've all had the experience, maybe you too, where you're coming up on a light and you're making the decision, someone's bearing down behind you or it's bad weather or whatever, and you know you're going to get a $100 ticket, I counter that this is not the solution. Things would calm down if there were more police and if they actually stuck what the law is of people that are continuously driving recklessly and violating it.
I'm with you 100%. I think I was on air before. In addition to doing more police there and ticketing people and taking the cars away if they have multiple tickets,
right?
Please, please, please get rid of the tint where you can't even see in the driver window, let alone the rest of the freaking car.
Okay, yeah. The tint, it's illegal. Every time I see it, I bother Rower. I know, it's illegal. And I've had guys on. Stop it. Terrell Parker said she would. Gary, you've advanced into the next round of the tournament.
Yeah, baby.
Congrats, Gary in Newtown. Yes, congrats. You have beaten Allen and Yardley. Allen, what's the phrase after Allen?
Not a guy.
Not a guy.
Not a guy.
Allen, not a guy in Yardley. Gary Newtown advances. But Gary, next up, you got a friend of yours. You got to meet him recently, Robert and Ben Salem. Any trash talk you want to levy his way, Gary?
Is that who he plays next?
That's who he plays next.
Oh, man, this is it. Woo!
I'm not gonna go trash talk because I love Robert from Ben Salem.
Wait a minute, guys. After yesterday, Dan, you know, I would be violating the rules. She's only called in once, but Carmen from South Jersey yesterday. If I get one more email from these guys, can't Carmen call every day? Should be in there.
I'm with them, Carmen, every day.
God.
He was awesome.
Oh, good. Yes.
But I will say this. Last year, I lost to Leslie of Bryn Mawr.
Okay.
And I got to meet her. What a wonderful lady. And by the way, I'm going to hopefully help her. She actually purchased 10 pizzas for the people that were in line the last day of in-line voting or in-person voting
goodness.
Here in Bucks County.
Unbelievable. She does that. I mean, when she bought us the lies for Mulligans, you know, flown in from Hawaii or something. Oh, my God.
I'm up against Robert from Ben Salem, I did pay the tip and then I had them delivered. So I
making a good case there, Gary.
Well, Robert of Ben Salem delivered them and got the big tip, so that's smarter. All right, Gary, what is something that gets a bad name but is very good?
I'm going to go with Buffalo Wings. Buffalo gets the bad name because it's in the middle of snow country. But the wings actually counterbalance it because they're all over the country now.
It's an interesting take on a side question. But
very nice. Thank you, Gary. Congratulations that you're advancing and about ready to meet, you know, a big, big matchup here. Gear up for this. He's out there training.
So, Dom, if you'd like to partake in our Caller of the Year tournament and make your vote at Dom Show 1210, and we have a couple other results that happened. Well, we had Joe of Columbus over, you know, when we went off air, we put up Joe of Columbus versus Tom and Marlton, taking out Tom and Marlton, Dom. So Joe in Columbus does advance to the next round. He'll face off against the aforementioned Leslie and Bryn Mawr, who got a first-round bye for her performance last year. And, Dom, you just put it up now. Drew in Upper Darby versus Bruce in the Northeast, the final matchup. You know that very recognizable voice of Bruce, the Rasp, and Drew of Upper Darby, who's blasted to become one of Dom's personal favorites because of the great trivia he brings to the show, huh, Dom?
Absolutely. He's got a distinguishing voice, too. Yes, very much.
So they are facing off at Dom Show 1210. Please go cast your vote now, and we'll have the first round wrapped by the end of the show today, and we'll advance on to the next round tomorrow.
Senator Bramnick is next here, candidate for governor, and the guy's saying, shut down all drone traffic then, governor, over the state. Why not? You won't do anything else. How about shooting them down, every one of them? Oh, my God. Chaos here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. This drone story by the minute gets more and more intense. Joining us is someone who's running for governor on the Republican side, State Senator John Bramnick. Joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it. My dad was born in Philadelphia, so I'm half Philadelphian.
Where in Philadelphia?
South Philly.
Oh, that's even better. I didn't know that. I know a good bit about you, but I didn't know that. Was it community hospital?
I don't know. He never told me that, and he moved to Plainfield, New Jersey when he was 16. Okay. So, and I never went, he never took me to where he grew up.
Oh, well, that was a big loss. I'm from South Philly, too. So,
But he did say when he moved in the neighborhood, there were a bunch of boys outside. He had to wrestle all of them to see how tough he was the first day he moved in.
That sounds about right. Now, you've called, Senator, for something that seems rational to me. Who would be able to do this, the governor or the legislature? Eliminate state of emergency, banning all drones.
It would be a combination. First, the governor would do it, and the FAA would have to agree, because there's a combination here of power from the FAA, the federal government, and the state. But I think it would be a good start if Governor Murphy issued that limited state of emergency based, because I just came out of a meeting. When I tell you the state of New Jersey knows nothing about where these drones are from, where they came from, what they're doing here, they have no information.
But Murphy didn't attend the meeting.
He did not.
Do you think he knows something and he just feels it's better this to be secretive on this?
I don't. I think the bottom line is when you're dealing with airspace, the states don't really have the resources to know. Mm-hmm. It takes actually, and Homeland Security was there. Homeland Security doesn't even know. Only the Department of Defense has the technology to figure this out. And I raised that issue at the meeting. You got to have Department of Defense. There's nobody can follow these drones, figure out what the drones are doing, unless you have that kind of significant technology. You know, the kind of technology they're using both in the Middle East and in Ukraine.
Well, Congressman Chris Smith, who I've always found to be, you know, pretty level-headed, he says, and I'm in agreement with him, and I wanted to ask you, why not shoot one of them down so that we have more information and figure out where it's coming from?
He may not be wrong about that, but my understanding is only the federal government has the authority to fire upon a drone in the sky. Mm-hmm. So I think, once again, that's why I keep talking about the Department of Defense. Now, I'm assuming that if it attacked a state helicopter, you probably could defend yourself. But my understanding is it's very technical as to what you can shoot out of the sky, and most of it is controlled by the the federal government.
I would agree from what I've been able to read. So there does not seem to be, though, what's your course of action here? There's no urgency to tell the public from the feds what this is. So I would ask you, based upon your inside this a bit, some people think, here we go again with the Chinese. Van Drew on Fox today said it could even be Iran, which seems crazy. There were military bases. There's the Bedminster for Trump there. So it makes you wonder about something like that.
Well, it's tough for me to speculate as to the source, but it's very simple to say every one of our congressional representatives and every member of the legislature and the governor must call on the Department of Defense to make this the highest possible priority, come into New Jersey and figure it out. I'm just going to, there we go. And so that it takes that kind of pressure.
Well, it seems to me they're ignoring all of you. I mean, I think en masse, everybody's saying the right things. What juice do you have? I mean, what can you do?
Well, my sense was even Democratic legislators had the same type questions that Republicans had. Mm-hmm. This didn't seem to be partisan at all. Everyone was deeply concerned that the state had no answers. So I think you're going to see a joint effort here. And I would guess that there's going to be pressure on the federal government, even from Governor Murphy, because of the, I think, people in New Jersey are going to say, whoa, that's all we have in our toolkit was not knowing anything about drones the size of a SUV. That's a very scary theory if that's true. So, you would think if there's an SUV size drone coming from the Atlantic Ocean, that you would think that we would know that. But from what I hear, we don't.
That seems impossible to me. I don't know. You're inside the meeting. You're inside with a lot of that. That seems impossible to me.
Well, it's not.
But
I thought so, too.
Yeah,
I thought so, too. But
I can't accept it because it would be shocking. listeners and you and I should then say, wow, we have a lot of work to do if we can't deal with something like this and at least know what we're dealing with. That's pretty frightening.
Well, this takes, as I said, Department of Defense, Secretary of Defense, to immediately come to New Jersey, do a press conference, say, okay, everybody calm down. We're watching this, or we're monitoring it, or we know where these drones are coming from. Until that happens, you should be shocked.
Well, let me ask you, you're running for governor now. This is a big field. We're really watching the Republican primary, three major candidates at least. If you were governor, give me an idea of your overall philosophy in this, what we would learn that you might do. Would you do what Murphy's doing as far as you can tell? Or is there something, some other vision, some other thing you would do in Jersey if you were the governor?
Well, I would demand the Department of Defense to come in. And we do a press conference if I had to in Washington, D.C. I would visit the Secretary of Defense. That is the only entity that can answer questions here. I would be making all the noise necessary to make sure that the federal government came in, and you can be assured that the feds came in, they could figure it out.
I hate to say this because you don't know me that well. You've been on a few times, John, but you may not know me that well. But I'm not wild-eyed on this. But if I were the governor, after a point, let's say the next 24 hours or so, I'm not getting closer to this being addressed, I might take action as a governor to shoot one of these drones down.
But I'm not going to tell the Department of Defense how to do it, but they haven't done anything at this point. So, yes, if that's what has to be done, it should be done. But I'm convinced that a governor cannot order that without federal approval. So I want to make sure that the feds take over this investigation immediately. And I can tell you, if I was governor, they would hear my voice loud and clear.
Well, tell us where we go to find you, your website, and all the information as you run for governor.
All you have to do is Bramnick for governor, and everything will pop up. Some you'll like, some you won't like. But I'll tell you right this. I can tell you this. It's going to be authentic, and you're not going to see any change in any of my positions over my 20 years from the time I was Republican leader in the House until I'm going to be.
And that's spelled for listeners.
Authenticity and consistency.
Bramnick. Well, please.
I love it.
Keep us in the loop. We'd love to hear from you as this develops, and we'll talk more, too, about running for governor. Thank you, John. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. John Bramnick here on Talk Radio 1210. Dawn Fantasia, Dan tells me, just got out of this meeting, too. Look, if you're the governor and the feds, I mean, how many more days do we need this back and forth, are not coming forward with anything, then you have to consider as governor, all right, we're going to shoot one of these drones down. What are they going to do if you do that? Would people in Jersey go, oh, man, this guy's going against the Biden administration? Do you think the Trump administration would be sitting here during there's quite a contrast. And if this is the Chinese or even worse, maybe the Iranians again, these are impeachable offenses or worse to what's going on here. And if, Dan's theory, these are trying to figure, because I read about the cell phone stuff, they're trying to monitor, watch us more. And then that's it. Then the gloves have to be off. I'm so sick of this stuff. Yep. So is America. We are sick of it. Go after the criminals. Let people alone. It's a simple principle. If you go after more criminals, we won't have the issues that we have on the roadways and everything else. Get more cops. Hire more cops. Press these prosecutors to actually follow the law. Stop watching the rest of us.
Well, what do you have to worry about there, Dom? What are you doing there?
855-839.
Some audio from Doug Steinhardt, too.
Oh, yeah. Doug Steinhardt will probably be on the show tomorrow. Here's what he said.
The best information that we have available to us to this point suggests that these drones are coming from offshore, that when we try to make contact with them, they become evasive and elusive. From my perspective, if they are American assets, if they're American military, if they're American drones, and I think we owe the American people answers or explanations, but if they're not American-made, if they're not American drones, then I think you know, we owe the American people action. And if no one else is saying, I'll be the first one to say it, if these are not American assets, then we need to get our assets into the air and blow one of these things out of the sky, pick up the pieces and figure out what we're dealing with. Because quite frankly, you know, we're the United States of America. I mean, I think we need to do a better job here.
I agree with him. So that means if you're governor, you order them to shoot him down. That's exactly it. Well, the Biden administration and these generals are going to come in. They're part of the problem. Not all of them, but any number of them. How many times have we been through this with this? The Joint Chiefs and General Milley and Trump and all. What would happen in the Trump administration? I don't think whatever this is would go up in this manner if they're American. That wouldn't happen. And if they're foreign, they'd be shot down almost instantly. 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll talk with Assemblyperson Dawn Fantasia from Sussex County, who's been on us before with the bird feeders, and she has a lot on the Phil Murphy. Great job by Mike Testa yesterday, too, breaking it down. Why do we need to give criminal immunity to librarians if they're not thinking of committing crimes? What the heck? When's a librarian charged with a crime in New Jersey? Okay, 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show, one of our favorite guests, Assemblyperson Dawn Fantasia from bird feeder country. They can regulate, Dawn, bird feeders. They can be all over that, and bears in the trash cans. But if we're under God knows what, shut up. If at the state level, you have no right to know what the heck's going on.
Tell me about it.
You're just out of this meeting, and we heard from Bramnick, who was going along pretty fine until I started suggesting, Dawn, at some point, I think people in Jersey are going to say the federal government won't do anything or tell you anything. You're going to have to knock one of these out of the sky and find out yourself then.
It was honestly shocking. I feel like our heads are spinning. Senator Holly Schapeze, she really nailed them to the wall, and not much answers back from the federal representative there. I don't even know where to start. I left that meeting knowing just about nothing more than I went in knowing. And the underlying theme from all of us, and I mean, this was actually bipartisan, might I say. It was well balanced with one message from this caucus. Might I also add that Governor Murphy was not present, which did not instill any kind of confidence in the legislature. But there was a pretty solid representation from both Republicans and Democrats in that room. And we, I think, are in complete agreement that stating that there is no threat is incredibly misleading. And I mean, that was my first sentiment when I stood up and addressed the room. The truth is that the state authorities, including the New Jersey State Police, they're shackled with what they are able to do. So any interception, takedown of any of these drones is under the strict jurisdiction of the federal government.
Well, I hear you, Dawn, but you know what? I think some people sitting in the governor's chair, you might be one of them, knowing what we know or don't know. They won't tell us. If you take them down, what are they going to do?
You know, there's that piece. But at this point, military intervention is really the only path forward. There are zero answers. And Colonel Callahan, you know, I feel bad for the guy. He's doing a very intricate tap dance, doing the best he can. And he's as flummoxed as the rest of us. He had sent up one of his helicopters with two of his men flying over one of the drones. And they made the decision to call that type of activity off for fear of what could actually happen in the safety of the pilot and the mm-hmm. co-pilot of those helicopters.
So what is your read of, and I agree with you, this seems to be bipartisan. What's your read then of what's going to happen next here, Dawn? What's the play?
Well, in my opinion, I spoke to Senator Parker Space, who is the senator in my district, District 24, and Assemblyman Mike Inganimore, and he briefed us that the Senate Republican caucus had a conference call about next steps and what they are going to demand of the governor's office in the next 24 hours regarding what they are demanding of the federal government for intervention. You know, the most breaking news just came to me. One of the senators actually sent me the link to Congressman Jeff Van Drew speaking on Fox News with intelligence regarding Iran. So we have that now lingering as well. That's a new chink in the armor here. And it's absolutely unbelievable to me that you know, we sat through literally a 90-minute briefing where we were chasing our tails. And the one thing also that we were really, you know, not pleased with, again, Colonel Callahan was as straightforward with us as possible, but there was a gentleman by the name of Brent Cotton. He is a DHS counterterrorism. And he was highlighting all of the reasons why perhaps what these drones were doing was not breaking the law. And, you know, it took Assemblyman Paul Kenitra from Point Pleasant Beach to point out, are you kidding me? You know, it impeded a medevac flight. They're turning their lights out at night. The devices aren't registered. They're flying over restricted airspace. What are you talking about? That they're complying with laws so the federal government can't move forward. I mean, that was the most nonsensical. I mean, to me, he didn't even have to be in the meeting, this guy, because it was ludicrous, the things that were coming out of his mouth.
You know, if everybody in Jersey heard this guy say that, there would be big political trouble, Dawn, across the board here. It's bad enough. Well, they're not breaking the law. I hear what you're saying. They are. But also, what? We're going to hear that in the middle of this? I mean, people are wanting to know. They have a right to know. The last election was over things like this. And I think in a Trump administration, I don't think this would go on. If they were American, whoever did it wouldn't have authorization, and Trump would move on them in an instant. And if they were foreign, they'd be shot down instantly.
You are 100% correct. Why is this happening now in the 11th hour, you know, in the twilight of the Biden-Harris administration? That's why this is happening in December. That's why this is happening.
Yep.
So the timing is awfully suspect. And again, it is not sufficient to poo-poo away the concerns of the residents. And this man, I stood up and I said, you know what? If this is going to be your message and this is your version of crisis communication, someone needs to get that guy a muzzle, because he has no business updating anybody on anything. And I said that. I said, you do not belong updating anybody.
Hey, by the way, I don't know how you were saying all these things and these notes. Boy, I wish I had this going for me every day. The notes are unbelievable here. I don't know. It's like every word, Dan, is we could model.
And to the point of those notes, I want to delve into something here, because there's a lot about the technology that was discovered today in the meeting that we're not talking about. And I really want to get into that, because in here you write that there's detection challenges. Infrared cameras aren't able to pick it up. Radio signals aren't able to pick it up. And there's, you mentioned a concern that there's a safety concern for the helicopter pilots that are tracking these. So one, what has been learned about the technology that's been confirmed here? And two, a two-part question. I want to be careful in asking this, but if helicopter or if officials are concerned that helicopter pilots might be in danger, why? Are we talking like, could these things be armed to protect themselves? Like, what are we talking about here that they could be in danger?
Well, first of all, I don't have to speak with any anonymity. There was nothing that was told to us that was confidential. That was made clear by Colonel Callahan right out of the gate, and that I appreciated. So all of my notes, you know, I being an English teacher, I kind of, you know, put that hat on and gathered everything I possibly could, you know, and then tried to organize as best I could afterwards. But, you know, truth be told, our current technology and what the state police was employing currently is not at the level of sophistication where this can be detected. We are woefully behind. And the way it was explained to us is, you know, even technology from as little as 2 years ago is practically obsolete. It's considered child's play. So I do not believe that, at least at a state level, we have that level of sophistication. Now, in my notes, I did also note that the next steps was enhanced surveillance, use of infrared cameras. They are developing new technology with cameras that were described to us by DHS. Now, again, that technology is emerging. It's, you know, it's almost like a beta version of, to be able to catch up. You know, it's a typical game of technology, right? Cat and mouse, back, forth, where you're trying to counter what comes out to counter what counters. So, you know, it's really cyber warfare. It's, you know, it's war games just on a technological scale.
Unbelievable stuff, Dawn. Thank you. I mean, Governor.
Sorry, I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Is there any about the concern to the pilots? I'm assuming that's just danger of collision because they're not keeping their lights on. You don't know where you're flying. You could run into one of these things. Is that what's going on there?
And also, that's a piece of it. But what you said prior is absolutely correct. They do not have knowledge, if those aircrafts are manned at all. So they are also remiss to try to shoot down something should that actual device be manned somehow, because they are certainly large enough to carry a human being. Secondarily, they don't know what it contains. Are there explosives? Senator Mike Testa brought up a very, very powerful point talking about, you know, the possibility of electromagnetic pulses that could possibly come out. And if something like that happened, and Assemblyman Rob Clifton noted that there was a significant amount of drones that were flying over in electricity plant or whatnot in his district. I'm not too familiar with his specific district. He's south from me, but saying that they were monitoring that, and the fear is if the grid were to be attacked, you know, we're not talking, as Senator Testa said, we're not talking days or weeks, months. We're talking years of a crippling result for the United States if something like that were to happen. So, you know, again, these are not hobby drones. This is not somebody who went to Walmart and got their kids something to fly. This is serious business here, and I think we'll learn a lot more in the very near future.
So the state doesn't have the technology at this point. Were you assured the federal government does, or we don't know that?
No. No, we were not assured. We did not. And again, Senator Schapese really hit that point home in the meeting that, you know, we honestly left feeling very deflated as to what our response is. Now, the one glimmer of hope for me, and I don't know if I was reading into it, but that fellow from DHS counterterrorism referenced the United States Coast Guard twice and said he was limited as to what he could say.
Okay.
So that was why I posited that, you know, perhaps there's something that we are not briefed on or privy to, because there were reports that, you know, that these aircraft were perhaps coming, you know, from a maritime setting. So if that happens to be the case, you know, it would make sense, stands to reason, that the Coast Guard would be, you know, involved.
Dawn, one more thing. You were in the meeting. So did you hear Jeff Andrew? We can play it for you and get your reaction.
And from high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal. Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off. I'm going to tell you the deal. It's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly. Now, you know, we know there was a probability it could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government, because they would have let us know. It could have been some really glorified hobbyist or hobbyists that were doing something unbelievable. They don't have the technology. But let's pretend that's possible. The third possibility was somebody, an adversarial country, doing this. Know that Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward.
All right, there you go, Dawn. That is the most, it's both chilling, and I can tell, too, it just angers us that we, the greatest nation in history, are going to sit here and let Iran, if that pans out to be true, continue to terrorize people in this manner.
Well, you know, ironically, what the congressman just shared, I think you might agree with me that it would actually coincide with what we're seeing and what we're hearing in reports, again, coming from a maritime angle, right?
Yes.
And where they will be landing and the places they are surveilling. So This would not surprise me one iota, not one iota.
Well, Dawn, thank you very much again. Keep us in the loop. And again, I love the notes. Boy, I wish I had that every day.
I'll do my best.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you very much.
Assemblywoman
Dawn Fantasia here on Talk Radio 1210. Now, by happenstance and great producing, Jeff Van Drew will be here at 2:30 today. And you just heard Van Drew say, I only saw it on Fox. I didn't hear it quite that way, that it is Iran. He was more certain about that. I thought there was speculation about it. Boy, when does January 20? And what's Biden doing today? Eating ice cream? Complaining about, something or other in his presidential library. They're not getting enough money for it. Can we get to January 20th? We're still well over a month away. What would happen in the Trump administration with this? 855, what would Harris do? By the way, I'll give you coming up this hour, I have the odds on who will be named by Time Magazine tomorrow, the person of the year. Let's see. Most of these are reasonable. They have Musk at 8-1, Kate Middleton at 6-1. Time couldn't say, and all this stuff. Yeah, Kate Middleton is our person of the year this year.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board right now. Let me first tell you, though, about happy holidays to all. The perfect time to talk about Rescue. That's Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale right now. You can save up to 78% off exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. The best part, over a dozen health-boosting Rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. Get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Do it today.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.